please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. I'm going to be looking at verses 1 through 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. If you use your Bibles in front of you, you can find that on page 827. God's Word says this: "As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature's objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and is not as from ourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that and no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to be good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Wonderful, wonderful words that we can live by and look forward to hearing what God's Word has to say to us today.
Thank you so much, choir, for that beautiful anthem this morning. People free to pray. This morning, as a matter of fact, that's what we were going to be doing, is we're going to be taking some time in the service today, and we're going to be praying. And I had planned on preaching this particular passage in Ephesians chapter 2 that Pastor Homer read. And I wanted that included, but we're not necessarily going to be preaching on that this morning. I'd like us to kind of look at things in honor of those who have provided that freedom for us. I was reading just the other day about the sacrifice that was made by those who came on the Mayflower, and a Mayflower Pact that was written. And, you know, from that very moment, when before they set their feet on Virginia ground and established Jamestown, Virginia, while they were still on the boat, they had talked about coming to this land for the purpose of religious freedom and to establish a Christian nation whereby God would be honored. You know, historians are trying to take that away. And they're trying to say, you know, it was never intended to be a Christian nation. Yes, it was. This nation was intended to be a nation of complete freedom of religion and especially established upon the principles of Christian living and Christian life. And the fact that our laws were based upon biblical law. Everything from the very establishment of this nation was to point people towards God. And so it's very important that we take specific times and acknowledge that God is first and foremost in our fiber of this nation. And so this morning, I want to open this particular message, if you will, with a prayer, thanking God for his leadership and guidance upon our nation. And so let's go ahead and we're going to open with that prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we take this moment right now to thank you for the vision and the insight that you gave to those hundreds of years ago to come and to establish a nation that could be founded upon your principles, that people would be free to worship you and not hindered nor directed by government. Father, we thank you for the foresight and the vision that they had to establish a freedom that would allow each and every one to worship God and to praise you in their most comfortable way. And Father, we know that at the very heart of all of the establishment of this country was your word, and that people held your word with high esteem. And although there may have been differences in their personal beliefs, Father, we know that at the very heart of all of them was the passion of your word. And so, Lord, we thank you for the early onset of the great privilege of freedom that we have in this nation. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks for that. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Now, what I would like to do is I would like to have all of those who have served in the military, whether it's wartime or peacetime, to please stand. I personally want to thank you for your personal service to this nation and to all that you have done to help preserve the freedoms that we so much enjoy in this country. But I know that there are those of you who are standing right now who have reached out to help others who have been enslaved, and you have reached out to give them freedom as well. And I want to thank you for your service in that capacity. Now, while you remain standing, I would like all of those to stand who have someone who is currently serving in the military. Perhaps it's a child, perhaps it's a grandchild that is serving in the military. Would you please stand right along with them? And as you see, many more have stood. And that's because there are families who believe that our freedoms are valuable. And not just ours, but the call of freedom is in the heart of every individual. I want us to take a moment to pray for each of these standing and each of those that they're representing. So let's take a moment and pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring to you these who have stood now and are standing before you. Lord, our debt of gratitude to them is incomprehensible. But Father, we're so thankful that they have been able to answer the call of duty to their country. Some are currently serving. Father, some have family members who are serving. Lord, some have served in the past, but all of their service has been deeply felt and appreciated. And Father, we pray and ask that each one who is represented by these standing, either themselves or family, friends, Lord, we pray that you would just overwhelmingly wash over them. Lord, your word tells us in the book of Romans chapter 13 that being a good citizen of a country is vital to the peace of that nation and to the strength of that nation. And so, Father, we thank you for these who have stood. And now, Lord, we want to acknowledge all of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Father, many have died on foreign fields. And we pray that their sacrifice would never be forgotten. We pray that their blood would not have been shed in vain. And Father, we even pray for the enemies who have so affected the lives of so many. Father, in all things, we look for your help, for your hope, for your encouragement, for your strength, for your grace, for your dignity. Father, may all things that have touched each and every one of these be blessed through your grace. And we'll give you thanks. And Lord, we'll give you praise for all of that that you do. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You know, it doesn't have to be an enemy that is physical that we see that we sometimes need protected from. In fact, as you look at it and begin to take a moment and realize there are those who every day are fighting on the front lines for our health and for our strength. And so I'm going to ask if there's anyone here today that serves in the medical profession in any way, I'm going to ask you to please stand. Okay, I want to thank you guys for what you do to try to keep us healthy and to keep us strong and fight the enemy of disease that is so rampant. So let's have a word of prayer for these. Our gracious Father, again, we want to thank you. We thank you for these who are going on the front lines every day of a different type of war. Lord, we ask that you would protect them, that you would keep them safe as they face the things that are so devastating today. Lord, there are those who have to deal with contagious diseases. And Lord, they need your protection, so we pray for your protection upon them. Father, there are those that have to see the heartache and the pain day after day of loved ones as their loved ones are going through sometimes death circumstances. And Lord, they just need to be able to encourage and bring comfort to individuals they may not even know. And so, Lord, we ask that you'd give them wisdom in that. Help them and encourage them. And Lord, for their heartaches when one of their patients passes from this life, they go through a period of grief as well. And so we pray that you would encourage them through all of that. And Father, my big prayer and concern for these who stand before us today is that they would always be positive influences for you to those that they have to minister to. And so, Lord, let their faith be strong, let their faith be faithful, and let their example be unquestionable. And Father, we'll give you thanks for what you do in their lives. For it's in your glorious name we pray. Amen. You see, folks, there are a lot of circumstances in life where people are involved in helping and reaching out to the lives of other individuals. Sometimes that comes about by violence, and sometimes that's the only way. Sometimes that comes about by a kind word, and that is an effective way. Sometimes it just comes about unexpectedly. But nonetheless, there is an importance to what they have to do and what they have to say. The Apostle Paul, in this in the first chapter of Ephesians, he says this in verse 15 and 16. He says, "For this reason I too, having heard of the faith of the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers." You see, as Paul believed in the power of God, he believed in the power of influence. And that when yielded totally and completely to Christ, people would make a difference in their world. I would like everyone in this congregation who has been on a missions trip, I'd like you to stand right now. If you have impacted this world through missions in a fashion, I'd like you to stand. You see, the works that you have done have been a part of what Christ has commanded when he told us not just to go, but to make disciples. And as even short-term missionaries, as you went out, there were lives that were impacted for the cause of Christ. What a tremendous blessing that is. What a tremendous opportunity that is. And I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for your involvement in God's plan to bring comfort, to bring encouragement, to provide for poor people, to share the love of Christ to those perhaps here in the States, perhaps overseas somewhere, where God was able to take you and use you in a great way. Let's have a word of prayer for these. Before we do, I want to ask you, is there anyone here today who is intending on taking a missions trip? If there is, would you please stand? Anyone? Okay, let's pray for these. Our gracious Father, I thank you for these who have involved themselves in the war that you are involved in. Lord, it is a spiritual war. It is a war of good against evil. And they have clearly thrown themselves on your team to be a part of your army. And Lord, I pray and ask that your Holy Spirit might encourage and bless them. And Father, may the passion that they have because they have been involved in this war, Father, may that become a contagious thing. And may there be many, many more that you will raise up out of this congregation and congregations like this. May you raise up many, many more to become involved in hands-on battle through the gift of missions. Lord, I pray that your call might be placed upon many and that many would be willing to fulfill that call and to press forward for the cause of Christ. Let their faith, as Paul prayed in chapter 1, let their faith continue to bless and to be a blessing. And Father, may their love for all of the saints never stop. Now, Lord, watch over and bless each one in the lives that they have impacted. Father, may that contagion go throughout their world, and we'll give you thanks and we'll give you praise for that. Father, thank you for the passion of people to reach out in this fashion. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You see, folks, as we look around, we can see where there are a lot of different individuals with varying gifts, varying talents, varying abilities. There are many of them that are willing to extend themselves to helping others. That's an amazing gift. And I feel truly blessed to be able to be a part of a congregation that believes in reaching out to help others. Perhaps it's very local. Perhaps it's quiet and silent and nobody knows about it, but you've reached out in some fashion to help someone who's going through a very difficult time. But it's because of the love of God that He has placed in your heart that you reach out. Thank you for your service in that fashion. Thank you for your willingness to be used by God, however local or however extensive it happens to be. Perhaps you know that, you know what, I can't go as a missionary, but I can support someone. And so you give of finances to be able to help someone else, be able to be your mouth, to be able to be your feet, to be able to reach out to someone else so that they might have the peace that passes understanding. And it's because of your generosity that some have been able to go. I want to thank you.